Hi, Paul and Maynard. It's Kelsey Tollefson here from Appleton Area Health. I'm a licensed independent clinical social worker, and I am here today to talk with you a little bit about mental health and mental well-being. And I thought I could give you a couple tips on how to boost your own mental or emotional well-being. So one of the things that I want you to know before we get started is that mental illness is actually not rare. It's a very common condition, and nearly 1 in 4 people struggle with a mental illness. So think about that. You know, take a look around at the people that are in your life, your family, your friends, your coworkers. It's very likely that you know someone who struggles with a mental illness, or you yourself struggle with a mental illness. So it's pretty common. One thing to know is that mental illnesses have many causes, and it's actually not just something that we can get over, as some people say. Mental illnesses are caused by actual chemical imbalances in the brain, genetics, the environment that we are raised and live in, and sometimes our past traumatic experiences too. So it can be caused by a bunch of different things, not just something that somebody can ignore or get over. But the thing to know about mental health is that it's actually treatable. It's workable. It's something that can be worked through. And some of those treatments actually include medicine and counseling. And counseling is what I do. Medicine can help treat the chemical imbalances in our brain, and the therapy can help to work through the emotions and experiences and help teach a person to cope through what they're experiencing. But I want you to know that there's a difference between mental illness and your typical average feelings that we all experience. So for example, there's a difference between normal sadness, and depression. There's a difference between feeling overwhelmed and diagnosable anxiety. Experiencing grief over the loss of a loved one does not mean you have depression. These average experiences become problematic when they start to impact your ability to function. When we can't complete the tasks that we used to, when we avoid people or places because we can't manage ourselves or our emotions, that's when it becomes a problem. And when it does become a problem, or if it becomes a problem, it's important to seek help in some kind of way. So think about it like this. If you had cancer, you'd probably get some help, would be my guess. If you had high blood pressure, you'd probably get some help too. If you were diabetic, you'd probably go talk with your doctor. So, why not get help if you have a mental illness or symptoms of a mental illness? And I've got the answer to that. The short answer is that we have stigma. And our culture sometimes has a perception that mental illness is bad and that people who receive help are weak or something like that. You know, everybody's got their own perception. But that's actually the farthest thing from the truth. Why not help people and potentially live better? Why choose to live in unhappiness, and especially when there are treatments available? Why not make the conscious decision to live your best life rather than just struggle through all those things? And so whether a person has a mental illness or whether they are just experiencing the emotions and waves that we experience throughout our lives, there are a few things that you can do to help manage your own mental well-being. And I'm going to teach you a few of those things today. So these are things that you can do on a daily basis, on any time that you want to, and they can be helpful for your mental health as a whole. And so the first thing that you can do is start a gratitude journal. And a gratitude journal is just something that you can write in every single day, maybe a couple things you're grateful for. And this is actually something that I practice. And here's how I do it. In my drawer at work, I have a daily calendar that I purchased at a dollar store or Walmart. I forget where I got it. But it's just this little cheap calendar. And every single morning, I'll jot down one, two, maybe three things that I'm grateful for. And I really try to make a habit of doing that every single day. And the reason why I try to do that is because I am intentionally picking out good and helpful thoughts in my mind and paying attention to them. Because sometimes our moods may change or fluctuate. We may forget the things that we're thankful for or grateful for. And keeping a simple gratitude journal can help those things stay in the front of our minds. So that's one thing that can be done that's actually pretty easy. The second thing that you can think about is mindfulness. And mindfulness is essentially the art of paying attention. Paying attention using our senses. And when we pay attention to what is going on in our life, we're not thinking about the past and we're not thinking about the future. We're paying attention to the present moment. And sometimes when we are preoccupied with other things in our life, we miss what's going on right in front of us. How many times have you eaten breakfast or lunch and kind of forgot what it tasted like or even what you ate? And that's because we're preoccupied with other things and not actually paying attention and being mindful to what we are seeing and doing. So some simple ways to practice mindfulness, first off, would be mindful eating. When you sit down for breakfast, lunch, or any meal of the day, try using your senses. Look at your food before you eat it. Smell it before you eat it. Break it down into tiny steps and actually pay attention to what you are doing and experiencing. And I bet, I almost guarantee, if you slow down and actually pay attention to what you are doing and experiencing, that'll be the best meal you've had in a long time, simply because you're using all of your senses. So you can do that with eating, you can do that with washing dishes or going on a drive or at any point in your life. And these exercises are pretty simple and they don't take much time. We just need to stop, slow down, and pay attention using our senses. And again, it helps us to stay in the present moment and out of the past and out of the future. And sometimes it's just really good to be in the present. The third one probably goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. In order to maintain and improve our mental well-being, we really need to take care of our bodies and pay attention to our bodies. So that means getting enough sleep, eating the right foods, moving your body, nourishing your body. Maybe it's tending to your spiritual needs, whatever those look like. But oftentimes, we ignore the cues that our body gives us. So here's some examples on how to pay attention. So if you work all day long and you're on your feet and your feet are sore day after day after day, what if you looked at getting a new pair of shoes? If you wake up tired in the morning, maybe you should go to bed earlier, or you could go to bed earlier, or talk with your doctor about the sleep issues that you're experiencing. If you're thirsty, maybe you buy a new water bottle and drink some water. So they're pretty simple, but I can't tell you how often we neglect to take care of our own physical needs and take care of our body. And sometimes that goes straight on down to taking your lunch break at work and actually taking a lunch break at work where you leave and have a meal and get a break from, you know, the working environment. So there's all sorts of things that you can do to take care of yourself and more importantly, take care of your body because nobody else is going to do it for you. The fourth thing would be to know your strengths and your enjoyable activities. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get bogged down with all the expectations and all of the commitments and all of the things that we're required to do in our lives. And sometimes we forget, number one, what we're good at, and number two, the things that we enjoy. because seemingly those other things can take priority in front of our own things that are enjoyable and meaningful to us. So if it's possible, I would really encourage you to schedule things in your life that are enjoyable. And maybe that's just making a 5-minute phone call to a friend, or watching the sunrise, or starting a new book, or volunteering at a local church or any place, really. But finding some enjoyable things can really boost your own mental well-being and help yourself to feel better and create more value in your life. And the last thing, the last tip I have for you on how to manage your own mental well-being is to purposely seek out things that bring you joy. Kind of similar to the last one, but I really want to emphasize the things that bring you joy. Again, sometimes we just get stuck in our routines of doing things, and those are just our expectations. But what about our own happiness? What about maintaining our own satisfaction in our lives? That is just as important as fulfilling all the other obligations that we have in our life too. So find some of those things that bring you joy and actually do them. Purposefully do them. Schedule them in your life just as you would to go to the dentist or the doctor's office or any other activity that you have in your life. And be intentional about it. Make sure they happen. So these are just a handful of ways. There's so many different ways on how we can manage our own emotions and mental well-being. But these are just a few of the ways that you could easily implement these activities into your life to help yourself feel better, whether you have a mental illness or whether you're just looking to boost your mood and get through a rough time. They're pretty simple and things that you could start doing today. But I also want to remind you before we wrap up here that mental illness is very, very common. And if you are struggling with a mental illness of any sort, or even question if you have a mental illness or something like that, I would encourage you to talk with your doctor or schedule an appointment with a mental health professional and talk through some of those things. Because if it is a mental illness, remember, it's treatable and it's something that you can work through rather than something that you have to live with and struggle with. So reach out to your medical provider if you are struggling, because there's things that can be done to make it a little bit easier. So thanks for listening today. Hopefully you learned a few tips on how to improve your own mental well-being. And that's all we have.